You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 5, Fuss in Boots. Who's in boots? Did I miss the boots thing?
Nicole. She was wearing boots.
Oh. Wow.
And she was fussing.
I don't know. Again, what we know about Mahmood isn't that he's a great guy.
But she turned wicked.
Isn't this straight wrong from her?
I mean, yeah, right, and if he's a volatile person already, which we can tell that he is, she's doing all the wrong things to not accelerate this situation.
Let's reverse this and let's me bring my friends home and you're in bed already. What would happen? Would you even come out? No.
If somebody came into my bedroom, it would be over. I'd be like, you have to leave.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's happening. I'm not sure where we're at.
No, I mean, that's rude for somebody to come into your bedroom and wake you up. I'd be like, dude, get the out of my house.
You probably brought the camera crew there. They really messed with him.
And the girl goes over and hugs him. And he's Muslim.
I get her not knowing, okay? So I could probably get past that.
She spoke to him in his language.
I get it.
She gave him a Muslim greeting, so she knows some stuff enough. Well, she probably should know better.
Maybe the people she's around aren't quite as devout as he is.
Well, I think this was meant to be a slap in the face. Like, hey, here we are. Here's our culture. We're giving it to you.
I have a hard time not believing that that's it, right?
Right.
Because
exactly.
It looks like she brought them here completely.
To show him up.
Yes.
And make him as uncomfortable as possible.
Brought numbers
in. The whole intent was terrible.
Yeah, I don't even know that this is forgivable.
Yeah, even the idea of bringing them there and forcing them on him in his only safe space was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, why?
And I'm not a Mahmood fan. Let me just say that.
No, this is the hardest position that we've probably ever had to take.
It was bad.
I mean, last week, Sophie kind of against Rob, that was against the norm, right? That was a bit different than what we'd seen. We hadn't seen the real Sophie like we saw now. But this thing, we know the real Mahmood. We kind of know real time what's happened. And even him before, we know that he's not a great person. So is this Nicole just trying to enact some revenge? Or I can't get past that at all. Even the friend that's there, the guy, said, well, couldn't you just have changed your dress?
Yeah. Right.
Now, look, I get people should wear what they want to wear, and you have the right to do what you want to do. So I'm not saying she had to change her dress, right? But in this scenario, is this diluting or dissolving or making the situation maybe go away a little bit if you came with a compromise about the dress? Could that have happened? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was being a little rigid because it was like one of his first days. I mean, you can't just throw it all on him at once. It's what he did to her, and it didn't work for her either.
No.
So I would have thought she'd have been a little more sensitive to it.
Well, their discussion.
And in the past, it seemed like she was more sensitive to their need for compromise, but here I'm not seeing a display of that at all whatsoever.
Maybe she just brought him over here for revenge.
It's looking that way.
So I'm going to get back at
you.
I mean, at the restaurant, they talked a bit about him assimilating to L.A. Now, this has to just be a shock, I think, to his whole system. If there's a place for him to assimilate to, this isn't it. This is probably the hardest place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Any place would be better, because you even see her friends and their opinion of what his religious beliefs are or his convictions are isn't enough for them not to go into his room and give him a hug. without having any sleeves on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about Mahmood would tell you that a surprise visit here would be good? Nothing, right?
Yeah, it's
I guess L.A. is a late town, wouldn't you imagine? Things probably start there around 9 to 10 o'clock.
Probably, I would imagine.
Sure.
More of a nightlife place.
Yeah, what time are we going to bed normally? What time would we like to go to bed?
By 11.
Right. That's the latest time. I'm guessing they got there, right, at 11.
At 11.
Sure, or later.
Yeah, right. He looked drinking.
He looked out of it.
He did. He looked like he might not even be fully awake.
I get them having alcohol in the house. That doesn't really, you know, that's just who Nicole is. I mean,
right.
I don't think that's really a thing. She wasn't hiding it, but she's not broadcasting it. But
right.
I'm like, wow. But even her, what did she say? She said, I know that he doesn't know I have alcohol here and it's going to make him uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and she said, I don't feel good about doing it.
But I'm going to do it.
But it's my job as a hostess of this gathering to, you know, be a host. So
right.
I'm going to, you know, show hospitality to my friends.
If you listen,
and screw my husband.
If you're listening at all to our personal podcast or even a subscriber, you'll know that we're fostering a dog and I'm in a room with a dog and looks like she's about to flip out right now.
Oh, goodness. I thought she was settling down.
She was, but I think she's seen something outside. So this is a thing.
Got her riled up again.
Yeah. So she's off
it's
and
like,
going.
Like when we start out going for a walk and then she sees a squirrel or a little dog or a duck. And then it's all on after that. She's dragging me through the neighborhood.
Yeah, we're in different rooms, and I'm partnering life with – we do the dogs in shifts. So it's a matter of – that's just how it is.
Until about 5 or 6 o'clock,
yeah.
And then we trade off.
What about this shift from Nicole about you're an effing liar, and it's – you think she's drunk? Does she look like she's drunk when she says this?
Yes.
Yeah, it did
but
to me,
she
too.
She said she only had soda and juice
well,
or something.
Well, that's what she was
going to
pour herself. She had herself a mixed drink at the restaurant. Not anything wrong with that.
She did seem like she was slurring a little bit.
She was a bit.
And that was so rude.
It was,
I mean, she used the F word.
Well, even the guy that was there was like, hey, wait a minute. you know, he kind of stopped her twice.
That didn't go well at all.
Yeah, this is not a great look for Nicole.
It's not.
You know, you expect her to get her friends together, get them all riled up, and be against Mahmood, and then, you know, it's what it's supposed to be. It's what the show is. It's the coming back there is a problem. It's really just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she didn't call and prep him. And
he's got no escape.
No.
I mean, where else is he going to go?
Right.
It's in your face.
I would have been more rude earlier. I don't think I come out. I go, I'm not doing this, right? I'm just not.
Right.
I remember I was in Germany and, you know, there were friends and I had an apartment there, so people took liberties kind of at my place with visiting and you know, I didn't know how uncomfortable I felt. So I think that would have, I can imagine. Yeah. Cuz they have a place to hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without parents around. I mean, we were grown adults, right? But most everybody still lived with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was just surprised because, I mean, we're so anti-Mahmood, right? As a person.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
how he treats her and
yeah.
people.
His tone and, yeah.
It's just really bad.
It's bad.
And so you think she's just frustrated and this is just revenge?
It looks bad.
Hmm. We can see that these two should not be together. This is a mistake, and they should separate this very minute.
Mm-hmm.
The preview, we see him trying to leave, and look, say what you want about about people putting hands on people, but that dude put his hands on Mahmoud to stop him from leaving. He put hands on him, right? If that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's in his own place.
And if that's, well, let's just say he's sharing that place with Nicole. At this point, he has no other place. This is his home.
Right.
Right. As much as anybody's, this is his.
Right. He's got nowhere else to be.
I get he's not paying for it.
He has no respite. But you know, there's no safe haven. This is it.
If you're not putting your hands on people, look, you can say maybe it's a good idea, but if we're all against putting hands on people, then don't put your hands on him to try and stop him from leaving. I get you have things that you want to say, but that doesn't give you the right to stop somebody from leaving.
Right.
Reverse this, right? And if Nicole wanted to leave and Mahmoud did this, right? I mean, this dude's a lot bigger than Mahmoud. Mahmoud's, I don't know what. He looks like 120 pounds if he's wet. You just can't put your hand. You cannot put your hands on people. Those days are over. Mahmoud was wrong when he did it to her. This dude's wrong when he does it to Mahmoud. You say, well, it's innocent. He didn't mean anything. Well, you know what? It's not the way things work anymore. Don't put your hands on people. Period.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. I think Emily looked bad this time, too.
Boy, she did.
Didn't he specifically say, don't talk about my friend, don't talk with my friends about this? Didn't he say that? Or did I miss?
Yeah, I mean, well, it seemed like she was just trying to sabotage, because the one thing he asked her not to do was to be bossy in front of his friends, because they already thought she was bossy. And he had tried to defend her and didn't want to make her look any worse than she normally does anyway. And she couldn't even respect that.
Yeah, she
can. And after he asked her to, you know, okay, that's good. We're good. It's enough. She kept on.
For me, it's almost not about bossy. I think bossy has kind of a stereotype when it comes
controlling.
To women or whatever, right? So I think it's thrown out there too quick. She talks down to him.
She does.
And
but
that's
it's
it
like
for me.
It's like the horse stall scene.
Sure.
You know, it was the same kind of thing. Controlling and just trying to, you know, lord over him.
Mm-hmm.
In a real obvious way. It's like showing him up.
I mean, it's her tone.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You know, and because I think Kobe even kind of told her this. And then when she goes to her mom and has this conversation with Lisa, it's that, you know, friends are concerned that she's not from Cameroon. And that's not what this is about.
No.
It's not about that at all. It's about, it is, it's about her tone.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
And she hasn't showed them anything different than what the stereotype they're thinking of is.
What does that mean then? This means you are who you are. She is, look, we're who we are. Right. I mean, we talked about it in some podcast we did this weekend. I don't remember about me going into like a meeting and saying, you know what, I'm not going to do this. And what happens every time I go in a meeting, I do the same thing.
You do this. Yeah.
It's who I am. Right.
Well, I think maybe what he needed to say to his friends was, yes, that is how it is. And I know that you wouldn't be comfortable living that way. But you don't have to. And this is what I've chosen.
But that's
for
what
us.
He said last week.
And it works for us.
I thought he did a good job of that last week with them.
He kind of did, but he could have said it again when they brought this up again.
Well, he's frustrated.
You know, maybe he's not being firm enough, unless he's thinking in his mind, well, you're right. It does kind of bother me. And then that would be why he didn't say it again.
I know you missed it because you don't necessarily watch these details. But as Emily's getting in the car, she's wearing like these old man white crew socks is what she's got on.
Pulled up.
Yeah, they're pulled up to the bottom of her calf. I look at this and I go, this is really the problem. You can't go around.
Look,
you're dressed like a 74-year-old man. You can't do this. This is just wrong. I'm not sure what you're doing, but this is a horrible look. just in general. We don't talk about people's looks, but if you're going to do this with your socks, I don't do this with my socks anymore. Right? Right? There are things you could do. I don't know. You know, I get
maybe she's trying to avoid bug bites.
I get his bad knee, right? This is a mistake on his part.
Sure, and she could show concern without showing him up in front of his friends.
Because what does she say? She said, well, I'm just concerned for him, right? That's what she says. Uh-huh. This is what she said, and I made note of this. She said, I'm just trying to be helpful. There's nothing, not many things, in this house that rile me up when there's a going wrong, and you just go, just anybody says, well, I'm just...
I know the kids do that all the time.
I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're just making it worse, right? Well, I was just trying to help. I'm just, you're not. She's not trying to be helpful. How is she trying to help him? By saying.
She's being kind of mothering in front of his friends. Which is emasculating.
I'm trying to be helpful. It is, I told you so.
Uh-huh.
How helpful is I told you so?
It's not.
Right. Now, it's easy to say it, right? The hard thing is...
You say it in private then.
Well, but I told you so really isn't a helpful thing, right?
No.
It's I'm right, you're wrong. You should have listened to me. You're just inviting a fight.
But again, a conversation to have privately, not in front of his friends.
No. I told you not to play. Right? What is that? It's just not good. Now, her advice was to put it in the air, right? To get it up.
Uh-huh.
It's not bad advice. It's the right advice. I don't think there's a lot of ice around there that you could ice your knee.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a mistake for him. You would have liked his friends. You know, Emily could have even have gone to the friends and say, he has a pretty serious knee issue, that he's had it for a while, right? Maybe this handball thing could be a picnic and not a whole event, because he's going to be tempted to play.
Uh-huh.
And he did, and I don't know if he got hurt worse or not, you know.
Uh-huh.
It happened, right?
Didn't he end up having surgery?
He did.
In real time?
So he had surgery before this. This is just after the surgery.
Oh, that's not smart.
It was 3 months after, right? So, you know, I think you just kind of missed that discussion. But
yeah, being a person who's had a lot of surgeries, that's not a good idea.
No, and it really is a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a lot to go through to risk screwing it up with being active too soon.
Well, and
sure.
there's something to be said
it's
about
expensive.
It's an irresponsible decision on his part regarding their family, because him with a bad knee makes it so he can't provide. You know, it's going to be more difficult to provide, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, and I don't know what kind of insurance they have either, but, you know, if he had to repeat a surgery because he messed it up, that would not be good.
So you're saying what you know about health insurance, that in this scenario where your 36-year-old son-in-law and your 31-year-old daughter are living in the house, they still can't be covered on your insurance?
That's correct.
Okay. You're pretty good. You think that's
only,
a correct statement?
Only to like 26, and they're over that.
Yeah, so that has happened.
It doesn't matter that they're living in your house.
Mm.
They're no longer a legal dependent.
It sounds like he was pretty good at handball. I mean, for here goes the squeaking. So handball's a big deal. I mean, you may not think about it as a big sport, but I can't speak about it in Cameroon, but I can tell you, like, in Germany, I'd go, it's probably maybe the third or fourth sport. You know, here we kind of have, I would say, football is number one, and then basketball, and probably baseball, then hockey, right? Handball's right there. I mean, it's really? There. Yeah, yeah.
I can't say what it is because I was listening, not watching. But.
So it's what it in general. We're not going to, this is not a sport podcast, so we're not going to get into it. There's a net, kind of like a soccer net, but much, much smaller. Mm-hmm. And there's a big arc around it. And so you can't step inside the arc and throw the ball at the goal. So you run and you try and get a running start and that kind of thing. And you throw it and there's a goalie. It's like soccer, basketball combined in a thing.
But with your hands.
With your hands. And, you know, you just can't run around with the ball. You still have to kind of dribble it. So it's kind of a combination of the two. Pretty big sport in Germany, at least. So I guess that's my experience in Europe is probably more Germany than anything. So gotcha. It's a big deal. And it sounds like, I guess he was relatively decent at it. So, but I'm not sure you're making a living at it. So what was your thoughts? I mean, it felt a little awkward, right? And I know other people deal with it, you know, about them just calling her the white woman. It felt weird, right?
Yeah.
I think it's just because we don't hear it. I think it's reversed so often in that we just don't hear it in our direction, right? So it just kind of goes, I don't know, right? But
you don't hear it the other way either, though. You just don't hear people referred to by their color.
I think you do. I think people do it. I think it's just not seen like in this scenario, like on TV or something like that.
I wasn't offended by it.
No,
I just took
no,
it
me
as
either.
Their meaning outside their culture.
Yeah. And so that's it. I think it could be, it's just a little different, right? And so for us, it's different. I think it's done more frequently the other way more often, surely in private, I would assume, but you know, it just seemed different. Right. And their issue really, I think they'd stereotyped, but Emily's not. The trouble is she feeds right into it. And when you go, well, that's
right,
just
she does.
That's just a stereotype that you've seen from TV or whatever.
Except but, she's it. And that's what I was saying.
Yeah, but not everybody's like Emily.
Right.
But
she's
it,
not doing anything
no,
to make them think any different.
She's not. And that's that.
She's exactly what they think we all are.
Well, somehow, and we see it in the preview, she still makes this about her. She's oblivious to the opportunity she has to correct this, to correct the stereotype that she's been put under. But no, she just manifests it is what she does.
Yeah.
It's like you could fix this, right? So I was hoping when she went to the friends, it would be something like this. She leaves with more ammunition. And I don't think
That was messed up too.
I don't think they were sabotaged. I don't think the friends were sabotaging this.
I don't know. They were kind of smirking a little bit for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I think they maybe took some pleasure in that it made her uncomfortable because that was pretty obvious.
Probably. I mean, they could back off. The friends really should back off, I think, you know?
Yeah.
But
even talking to her without him present was a little inappropriate, too.
Yeah, and the in-law thing was a bit rough, too, about Kobe living with them and him needing to be subservient because it's his house. That's the line. I think for me, that's when they crossed it. It's like, you know what? You're not helping at this point.
Yeah, they shouldn't be having that conversation with her.
It's like Angela and the goofballs.
Yeah.
It's not quite there, right? But because it's Angela and Emily's not Angela at all. But they needed to back off of that, right?
Yeah.
Because what you don't see in this, in the bubble of Emily and Kobe, is COVID, right?
Right.
And there are a lot of kids. So there's some other things in here that have happened that were really, you know, Kobe came over at the time.
Yes.
So, you know, COVID peak and so you got it. Look, if you can help as a family, I think you do that. You know,
apparently that's not their culture.
Yeah. Well, I get it, but we're merging cultures.
But it is
here.
In a lot of parts of the world.
Yeah.
Not even so much here, but in you know, in Asian cultures, that's expected.
Ashley and Manuel, I don't know that that's a cultural issue. I think Manuel is, I don't know, I feel like he's not all in.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with them.
I don't know. Because you wonder if he's joking or not. The I'll live my life, you live your life. Do you think he was kidding?
Maybe it's a translation thing. You know, his English is not good.
His is worse than hers. You know, she takes some heat, you know, in social media about her, her, her language skills. Yeah, but whatever, right? Everybody can communicate. I think there's too much in you didn't conjugate this right or your word order is wrong. Well, communicate
not,
or not.
Yeah, they're not using a translator and they're communicating well with each other.
That's all that really matters, right?
So, I mean, and you know, they're both trying to use each other's language. I mean, she probably tries more than he does, but
we've talked
about
it.
She's already more comfortable with the language.
Over and over again when, you know, I was speaking German and German, they were speaking English. The ones that would correct my German and I wouldn't correct their English was frustrating, you know? You go,
right.
We can communicate. We understand what we're talking about, right? We get it. We could spend a lot of time correcting each other, but it's not going to take, right? It's just not. So I just think that that was just something. The hangry thing was pretty neat.
That was funny.
Described hangry to him.
And he goes, yeah, that's me.
Right,
that's me. That's me right now.
It would be like when Kobe's friends said to Emily, right, bossy, yes, that's me, right?
Yeah.
Or if we use the word smelly to our son. Smelly, yes, that's me.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
I'm that guy. Emily was like, bossy, I'm that girl. This is me. Right. You know, I think her, even for her,
she did say I'm all those things.
Yeah, but for her to react to his moods seems kind of silly to me. We've seen her react to stuff, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
some meltdowns.
Yeah, I mean, I would call it almost hysterical, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So I think if he gets
a panic attack,
he's not there. You know, she's past that when she has her things.
Yeah.
So I go, this really isn't a thing, right?
It was funny when he said, I think she's trying to starve me to death. I'm dying, you know.
He prayed
she doesn't care about my hunger. I'm like, man, this guy's really hungry. Give the man some food. He goes, maybe somebody will give me a piece of bread while I'm waiting.
He asked his God for bread.
That was so funny.
Please give me bread. Is what I want.
While I wait.
Ask God for bread is what he did. It's like, this is super, right?
I was hoping a producer or somebody would slip him something while he's waiting.
I would want somebody to, I don't know, many of our, surely, I don't know, our subscribers, but listeners, talk to me about tarot cards, right? Is it possible that the tarot cards could be wrong at some point?
She's killing me with this stuff.
Yeah, what I wonder is, and this is it, I know I'm going to upset many, many people, right? But I forget what show. We were watching some other show, and it was like, it was something else I had on TV, right? It was some podcast that they were showing, and they were trying to predict something, and they were using some of this spiritual people like Ashley, and they had them in a room, and they were all in there, and each one of them was using
something different.
Yes, and so
that's funny.
And so for me, I want the other two, when the other two really know, right, that the third one is just full of hooey, or they all know that each other is full of hooey, but they're just not gonna, you know, they can't break character. You can't go, well, you know, this isn't real. We're just making this up. So,
it's just a deck of cards with some pictures on it.
Right, and one of them happened
to
be upside down.
I could shuffle it and deal it again, and it won't come out the same.
Yeah, you put it upside down. It didn't just happen to get upside down. For it to be upside down, you had to actually turn it upside down. It's just the way it works.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to take some heat. I get it. Right, but it just being an upside down.
Well, so, my whole thing is if it's never wrong, deal it again. It should be the same.
I think if it's never wrong, it could fix a lot of problems. Right? Right? So here's what I'd like to do. Get all of the spiritual tarot reader people together and let's fix it. Let's fix everything. All of it. Get them together and let's do it. Right? But guess what? Your deck's probably going to be different than somebody else's.
Yeah, tell us what's going to happen in Ukraine or Israel.
I don't think it's that specific, right? That's the whole, I mean, that's the whole point of being vague about whatever that you do, right? It's never wrong because you're never really solid about what you do. If you'd go, should I take this job, right? Yes or no. And it's not like a yes or no, right? It's just not there. Well, I flipped the Three of Pentacles, right? So it says that, look, whatever you do, it should be with structure and mastery is what I think is what she said. Mm-hmm. Achieving success through structure and mastery. Oh, but, oh, darn it.
We should work together, she said.
It's not upside down. It's at like 33% sideways. So I don't know what that means, right? I spilled my coffee on it, and I don't know it. What does that mean if it's got a coffee stain on it? So I don't know. It's probably
now
not
I can poke
nice.
Fun.
Yes, I know. Well, that's her personally, right? I think the trip to New York. I think they were taking some heat because they weren't driving and flying to New York. But I couldn't imagine having a car in that place.
No.
Where do you put it? How much does it cost to park it?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume if you got a hotel, it would be like if you went to like a Cowboys game or something. You have to get a parking pass.
Yeah.
And so, you
have to pay for valet.
Your room didn't come with a parking pass, so you've got no place to put a vehicle. So that'll be an extra whatever, hundreds of dollars. So
how much gas must be?
Yeah, where do you put a gas station downtown? You can't, can you?
Right. I don't know.
Do you think we'll ever be in New York?
No.
You don't think we'll ever go there?
No, I don't even have the desire. The only time I've been, not New York City.
It's different, right? I believe.
I've been in the state of New York, in the countryside.
Sure, it's different. So you think?
And I've been north. But I haven't been to New York City other than I've been in the airports. I've been at JFK and I've been and driven between the two.
Yeah, but it's just not.
But that's it.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die in the taxi.
I mean,
because the man drove so fast.
We do go into Dallas and Fort Worth. So those are cities, right? I think if you went into, I don't know where they are, but they're pretty big cities.
Mm-hmm.
But we still even don't really go into downtown Dallas. You know, that's not a thing. We don't go there. We park. We're on the outskirts. We go to where we're going or we take a train in. But we really wouldn't drive to downtown Dallas.
No.
We'd find a way to take a train.
I have done downtown Fort Worth many times.
It's not as bad as Dallas.
No.
Definitely not.
And I don't get solicited in front of buildings in downtown Fort Worth I've been to.
That's happened to me. Well, I didn't get solicited in Norfolk.
I'm just saying.
Right.
It's not, even in Newport News, you get solicited at a red light.
That happens at my office.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. That's not downtown.
It's not like that in downtown Fort Worth.
It's cleaned up down there. I said it the other day when I was leaving. Hey, you know what? When I first got here, this was a popular area. It doesn't seem as popular anymore.
It's getting warm.
Oh, that's probably it. It'll come out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. Gino and Jasmine. So they're at this. I looked up this place, Roses in Canton, which is where they were. It's got a drive-thru. Uh-huh. You know, I thought I was being critical because they went to this nice restaurant and had a drive-thru. But I thought, you know what? We've eaten at some pretty good places that had a drive-thru window. I think about our Armenian Italian place, right? The window
was right there. So good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so
I miss that place.
I'm not going to turn off. I wanted to be critical at first when I saw what the place was, but I went, you know what? My favorite Italian place was run by Armenians. And there was a drive-thru takeout window.
And they had
incredible
food.
Yeah, it was.
And we've been through the drive-thru during COVID.
I did not. You did. So.
Yeah, for food for the family because it wasn't safe to go out then. And they closed the restaurant but left the drive-thru open.
Mm. I just think Gino is dismissive of Jasmine about all of this, right? All mm-hmm. of it, the whole thing about the kids.
We talked
about it last week, and we discussed whether or not we felt it was possible that he did this on purpose.
Mm.
And I can't.
That would be horrible.
I get it. But I can't rule it out as an option. Because what does he say? You have me.
Oh, right? Terrible. And don't you want a baby?
And he's a tool, right? So, you know, it's still kind of all about him. I think that's really horrible on his part.
Yeah, he's not being very understanding.
He's not really
connecting emotionally with her about this.
That she was just being dramatic.
Yeah.
And then here he promises to get things started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this means, and then after this, then he'll do this, and after this, he'll do that, and then we'll add your kids, is what he said.
Yeah.
And then she goes to him, so you're committed to having a lawyer look at our paperwork before we submit it. And this is what he said. Sure. Right? It's not a yes.
Not absolutely.
It's not.
I know, I promise.
No confidence at all.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I was all right with the whole restaurant thing, the Lady and the Tramp thing. What I did is I averted my eyes. When they were eating, what was that?
The fettuccine noodle.
Right. Yeah. It was a long noodle, by the way. Who's making noodles that long?
Fettuccine's pretty long. I break it.
That looked to be like
a
2 foot noodle. I mean, that was a 2 foot noodle, Kelly. It reached across the table. It could have been longer than 2 feet. So when this started, I cringed and I averted my eyes.
Mm.
And then she said she was going to ask for ketchup.
Yeah, what was that?
I told you. I mean, we had this conversation about, you know, and I had the apartment there, and people then, they were going to...
She's not from Europe.
We're going to make, but I guess people do it then.
Ugh, gross.
And I guess maybe it's a financial thing, right? So maybe you don't have something. But tomatoes are about, I would think tomatoes you could almost get anywhere. You could give me a tomato. And I would do something with it before I would put ketchup on a pasta.
For real.
Like, and I'm not a cook, right? But I could take one tomato, and I bet you I could do something with it that would be better than squirting Heinz on my pasta. But I can tell you, the first time I saw it, I freaked out.
You just kind of stand there.
And they made spaghetti. And they squirted ketchup on it. It was spaghetti with ketchup, right? It was a real thing.
Because that's not even the same thing.
No.
I mean, it's not the same flavor profile at all.
Right.
Because you're not putting herbs in ketchup.
No.
It's got sugar and
so frequently
preservatives.
So what you get over there for ketchup is still like a curry ketchup. Because everything at that point, we're talking early 90s, just everything had curry in it over there. I'm sure.
It's like that in England, too.
I'm sure the flavor profile for stuff like that has changed. It's probably not like that anymore. I realize it's been 30 years since I've been in Europe. So I would assume Europe has changed. I haven't changed, but Europe has changed. So I'm pretty sure about that. Patrick and Thais are new this week. And I think they bring... Go ahead.
I was saying, what did you think? Because I was dying to ask you this since we didn't watch it together. Of how Patrick tried to play off the fact that, you know, he invited and wanted his brother to go.
Oh, I think this is... For me, you know, this is one of those things. I think production had already decided that he was going.
I think this was a backdoor way because he wanted his brother to go. And so he said to him, hey, we're going and we're having this party. I'm going to go see Dad. Do you want to see if you can come?
I think.
And you know, pose it to her, because if I suggest it, she's going to say no.
I think, and this is something that I think.
It seemed like he put him up to it.
Not too many people would understand, right? And I think maybe you would understand a bit, even though you're not a product really of divorce. But I think that children who have gone through battles together as kids, right? Like,
yeah,
John,
they need each other for support.
Well, not even need that. Each other. There's an alliance there. There's, you right. know, I know you're not watching and you haven't watched like Shameless. It's a TV show. It was on HBO. No. But the kids are like bonded together. Their parents are horrible addicts. And somehow or another, the kids have all gotten together. And look, they're horrible too, but they're all horrible together, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I think John and Patrick have this bond because they've been through a war together. And
right.
I don't think that that Thais can necessarily understand that.
She seemed like she tried to, though. I thought she was very good about it.
I think she'll never get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, I don't have that bond. For me, I know I wish it existed, but like my brother left. Right. When things got worse, he left and went with my dad. My sister got married and left. Right. So everybody left and they left me there alone. It's like, well, that's crappy. So maybe that's why I left. And we don't have that strong bond, because at that point, you know, it broke us all up. So, you know, it's just so
I think Patrick's a little bit afraid of his father-in-law. And how things are going to go.
Be.
And I think he wanted the backup. And I think he knew that if he posed it to Thais, that she would probably shoot it down. And he thought that if his brother brought it up, that he could work it back door. Because, and I say that because when she said, "What, you want him to go?" And he was like, he was kind of acting like he was playing both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. Like, well, no, but, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, he wanted him to go. It was his idea, I bet.
Well,
but he was trying to backdoor it.
He
was trying to play both sides.
Somebody. But the trouble is John's not the right guy.
Right.
Because
like she said, he's going to be inappropriate or fly off the handle or say something wrong and tick somebody off, make it worse.
It's going to be a disaster, period. There's no good there. I think John's just there for comedic purposes and all of that, you know, so I get that, right? And the same thing, you know, we got Patrick even speaking some Portuguese here, and, you know, he kind of gets slammed about it, but you know what? They're communicating. He can do it.
Uh-huh.
He can communicate. And so I don't think there'll be too much exciting. I think Patrick and Thais need a trip to Brazil to have something interesting for the season.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to a non-exciting family or group. I get it, right? You don't have to be. You just had a kid. You know, stop.
Right.
There's no need for you to be exciting. You got enough going on, right?
Uh-huh.
So.
What did you think about him saying that she got pregnant the week of the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say right after the wedding.
Well,
he said the week of the wedding, and it made me chuckle. Do you think it was before or after?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's what it is.
It was just the way he said that. I thought the word choice was loaded a little bit.
So at this point, if you think about what they're doing, it's been Austin, because that's where they were. Austin, Dallas, Vegas. And then in real time, John comes back to San Antonio, and they're still in Vegas. They shouldn't take him. This is a mistake.
Yeah.
But we don't see him in the car.
I'm surprised he's even going, because he just got engaged. Why is he leaving
his
girlfriend and daughter behind?
This is before then, right?
No, because he said he's engaged.
Yeah.
So that's after the tell-all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I got spun around again. But he's not in the car when they have that traffic thing. He could be in another vehicle. That's possible. But I think he ends up not going.
Mm.
So I think that's
Can't imagine that his girlfriend would want him going.
Well, you know, we know. She's a little jealous. Him around
right.
a bunch of Brazilian girls, that might not
be
good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's probably not good for him.
And she would say, "We're just getting settled," and blah, blah, blah. And
Yeah.
I don't want to confuse my daughter, you know.
She's probably pretty confused already with John.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. The Rob and Sophie, this is more of a mess than I thought. Here's, in general, I decided I'm going to take some fashion advice from Rob. I'm going to have more button-up shirts where I only have one button buttoned. I'm going to do more of that. Because I think it works. Especially when you're warm and sweaty, right? It would just kind of air you out a little better. I think that would probably be good. This Callum's a bad dude.
Yeah.
If he knows.
Yeah, when he said if she wanted to date again, I'd be up for it. That made him wrong. Yeah.
Not good.
He shouldn't even be around.
Yeah, so I love that he decides that he should go outside with them and then just
interfere.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
A marital relationship.
I appreciate your input. I'm gonna finish talking to her. So that's how that goes. I don't know. I think I would like to say it's an overreaction. Like, I don't think that somebody that you were in a relationship, I didn't even call it a relationship because you're kids, right?
Yeah, I don't think she had any ill intent at all. I don't think she was trying to hide anything, and I don't think it was a big deal. I do think he's overreacting, making more out of it than he needs to, and taking it way too far. But you know what? Hats off to her for making the move that she did and telling Callum he's going to have to buzz off because her husband's more important.
Right.
And he, Rob, should have had a more positive response to that than, well, I need to see you make it up to me, and I need to see you try harder. Well, what the flip is he doing?
That's Rob. I have some admissions to make, right? So, in the third grade, right? Myra broke up with me because I wouldn't give her
Heard this story.
Because I wouldn't give her a kiss behind the school. So, you know this? This is not a secret.
No, you've told me this before.
Oh, that's good. Joey would give her a kiss. And so she broke up with me and went with Joey. So
yeah.
That's that. I figured you should know that. Mm-hmm. In the eighth grade, we had like a ski trip to Mount Brighton in the eighth grade.
Wow. Lucky you.
Well, it wasn't really skiing. It's Michigan. So what you know about Michigan is it's not really a thing. There's like a hill.
I'd have taken a trip to anywhere.
There's a hill in the middle of Michigan that people slide down, right? So I guess that's it.
When you think that about still sounds like more fun than I had.
For you Michigan people to know what Mount Brighton is, right? You go, well, that's not really a thing, you know? but on the way home from that trip, Kelly, I held hands with Becky. So that was a thing.
Well, you're quite fresh, aren't you?
In the eighth grade.
Yeah, okay.
In the ninth grade.
You should know that when I was 14, my first crush was on.
What were you doing before then?
I was never interested in boys with cooties before that.
Oh, you're a late bloomer.
Yeah, my first crush was on my cousin's kid. Who was 15 and tall and blonde and very handsome.
So this was a relative.
Distant relative, but yes.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Yeah.
I think we have a problem here.
They came to visit. My uncle and his wife brought their grandson.
This is a problem. I think we're going to have to see somebody about this.
Yeah, and they took me to Busch Gardens. And I was terrified. I'd never been on a roller coaster. And he sat with me and told me not to close my eyes because it would be less scary. And
so that's when it
happened. Yeah.
Right.
First time.
Next thing you know, what's the family? What's that YouTube family that we see?
the family in West Virginia.
Right.
Starts with an M, I think.
This would be it. No. This would have been glad you saw the right of, I guess, the light and decided this was not good. It's good that you
It was the first time I ever looked at somebody like, wow, he's really handsome.
Wow. I guess I started early.
I guess so.
I was
boys had cooties until then.
I was doing all right, you know, before it got real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the time between it was real and not.
Then it happened to you.
The eighth grade. Yeah, then it kind of went south there.
Fizzled, yeah.
Yeah, it happened. You know what happened, to be honest? I didn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When we were
You're lucky that I'm a wee short person myself.
I don't like your tone. You're saying if you were, I don't know, 5'10", I wouldn't be your guy?
Well, I always went for tall guys.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm tall.
So, taller than me. I guess that's the key.
So that's what happened. I was it. And then I didn't grow, and everyone else grew. And so that kind of, right.
It fizzled out your choices then?
Not choices. I was the one chosen at that point. And then it stopped. It stopped cold, right?
Because you shrunk?
No, I didn't shrink. Everyone else grew. It's just
in
like
relationship to the rest of the world.
It's like Days of Thunder. I know I'm going to use a Days of Thunder reference that you won't understand. I'm not going faster. It's everybody else is going slower. But it's the opposite for me, right? So that's it. I'm not wearing out the tires. They're going slower. I'm going the same. But it didn't work. But I think for Rob, I would have normally said Rob's out of line for whatever, this eighth grade boyfriend, until he turned out, you know, we talked about it kind of with Jamal in Single Life. Your gut tells you some things.
Yeah, well, he was like, why would he fly all the way to another country just to see her?
Yeah.
And so you could see that.
And so I think you take some heat, and we're probably giving him the business.
But I don't think that he should hold it against her, because she's oblivious. She really is.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think she's oblivious.
You think she does? She just...
To Callum's interest in her.
You're giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. But she does not seem to know.
She should see, or could see, how this could be interpreted in this scenario, in this situation. And I think she has to do better than this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, the effort that she made there at the end by telling Callum to take a hike.
Yeah, but it's too late.
It was the right thing to do, and it should have really proved something to Rob.
Yeah, but I think it was too late. I think this should have happened before he got there.
No, I don't think it's too late, because, you know, I always had guy best friends, not girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand her saying, well, this is just my best friend, because sometimes that's just how it is, and there's nothing there. But, you know, your best friend's your bestie, whoever it is. And so, you know, I don't think you have to cut them out of your life just because they're the opposite gender.
Yeah, and it's not a problem until it is.
Until it's an issue, and so she addressed it.
Yeah, but I think knowing where their marital situation was, this should have been stopped before then.
Well, the issue for me was that she sprang it on him that he was coming. She didn't say, hey, my best friend wants to come visit. Is that okay? Do you have an issue with that? I'd love for you to meet him. You know, she didn't do that. She was like, my best friend's coming and he'll be here today.
Right.
So that was where I thought there was an issue because of the way she didn't get his input on it to make sure he didn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I guess. I just want to clear things up. I'm not like Tim. It's not like I didn't want to kiss Myra, right? But my grandmother was a lunchtime monitor. So my grandmother was on the playground when this would have happened. I couldn't have that happen.
I mean, I had guy friends from school that you were around, a couple of them. I don't think it ever bothered you.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't find it too awkward. I mean, no, I don't think it was an issue. I was pretty secure about where we were. But that was different. That's where we were. And so I think in that scenario, it's okay, right?
And you knew who they were and what their role was. But, and And you were comfortable with it.
But we were in a good place. Even though we were in a new place, we were still in a good place then. Rob and Sophie aren't in that place.
Right.
Sophie, look, we've talked about...
Right, and that's where I said she made the mistake of springing him on Rob. Right.
Could and should. And, you know, we had that where maybe should, and maybe we use the word could instead of should. But no, Sophie should have recognized this and known that this was going to be a problem. It's not she could have. She should have, because they're in a bad place.
And he's so jealous anyway.
On top of that, she would know that. So is she doing this? I don't think she's doing it to make him jealous. I didn't get that feel. I think it's insensitive. Like I said,
she was oblivious.
And it's wrong. And she made this mistake.
Right.
And they can move in together all they want. This isn't going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
No. And you can even see. I don't think I would be shocked if she lasts the day.
Right.
She's
it'd be like last time she tried to come home. Mm-hmm. She didn't even get her stuff unpacked and she left.
Yep. So I don't see this being a whole lot different. They're just not. I mean, there's just people who aren't
compatible.
Yeah, this is it. And they're not compatible.
And honestly, he acts like a pouty child every time they're around each other. Do you see that?
Yeah. And you saw it here.
He's kicking the dirt.
He got pouty, but he had no help here. Say what you want. He was, you know, I think like Patrick felt, he was going to be in Brazil.
Teamed up on.
He's all teamed up on, and Rob is cornered here. And so I think it's
Even under other circumstances, he's just generally negative and pouty. He sucks the air out of the room.
Well, it's no point, you know, because of this, we've talked about it before. You've got to be like, this is today, right? Yesterday happened. Can we put yesterday behind us and go forward, right? Uh-huh. This is the new reality.
He can't do that.
I don't think he's capable of that.
Right.
And I don't even know that it's a fault or a flaw. I don't think he knows how.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really he doesn't need a younger woman. He needs to be with an older woman.
Who's more mature.
Mature and confident. He just can't. As immature as he is, he can't handle somebody who's less mature. And I think that's Sophie. I think Sophie's not as mature as he. And that says a lot. Because Rob's not very mature.
He's not mature at all.
But Sophie, I think there's like 8 years difference between them. 32, 24, I think. I don't remember. But it shows.
Right.
This is really immature from Sophie.
It's all bad. There's no way these two can ever work. And I said that from the beginning.
Yeah. They can go see the bats.
They should never have gotten married.
Don't take Nathalia to see the bats. In Austin, so that if she ever comes to America with Garrick and Danielle, Austin's not the place. Don't go under a bridge in Austin. Not the place to go.
Yeah, she won't even go in the swimming hole.
Seeking sister wife reference there. Yeah. We do cover that. We cover that. That rolls normally. It's been coming out for us on Wednesday, and then Little People Big World Thursday, and then Inside Scoop over the weekend, and we're working on Accused, Guilty, or Innocent. You should see that from us tomorrow. What did we get? Drive Through. What was that title of that? A&E's Accused, Guilty, or Innocent. They show it on Thursday nights.
Was he a drive-through
shooter or
a defending dad or something?
That's what it was. That was his last episode. That should be out. It's a subscription only. So for us, if you're a free listener, what you get is pretty much the Sunday show. You get a little 15-minute scoop thing, 15-minute personal podcast thing. But there are, you know, I think three other shows and the rest of those that come out. Patreon, Supercast, Apple Channel, all of those. I don't know. I wasn't necessarily looking forward. I think I'd listened to the hype about HEA and how bad it was. But you know what? These are good episodes.
Well, it's probably because they took out, Lexi and Lauren and Angela and Michael.
Yeah. Well, they're coming next week, so we get three after three or three before three or whatever it's going to be is what we're going to get. And her mom,
I can't take any more.
I can't imagine. Is their storyline the mommy makeover?
Yeah, that's what I've read.
Wow. Here's what I want to see.
And the heat she takes for that.
I can tell you what I want. Because I like TV, reality TV, so we get some trash. You're right, we get junk. I understand that. I don't want to see Mommy Makeover. What I want to see is Lauren and her mother fight. Right? This is what I need from them.
Well, her mother's going to fight with somebody because that always happens.
Because I can tell you, and if you didn't watch, if you're so like, and you look, you have your issues with Lauren and her complaining about kids, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's I think it's universal. I think all mothers see Lauren and they go, just stop, right? We've all been here.
Just
look, the ages are different. There's no easy
time. If you really
time.
Have an issue, then stop cranking them out.
Right. Look, and you can go before three, whatever, right? It's not like three before five is
try
easy.
Try homeschooling for 19 years and tell me if you're sane.
Right. So I get it, and I think like it doesn't bother me as much. I think moms.
It grates on my nerves.
Moms have had it with Lauren.
Because she acts like she's the only person on the planet who's, you know, experiencing this by choice.
It's not a disease. Like my boss from Virginia, the guy I had there, he was the youngest of 17. 17, right? 17.
Right.
Three.
Yeah, add that one up.
Right. So I think that's it. So I can tell you, though, that from... the whatever they called it, I forget what it was, the Lexi and Lauren, whatever. That little side thing they did for a couple seasons.
The spinoff.
That was great because of her mother.
Of the conflict with the mother,
Wow.
She's something else. What a piece of work.
Yeah.
It's no wonder she's like she is.
She puts Mama Debbie to shame.
Mm-hmm.
She's a whole nother level. If you hadn't seen it, I would say you don't have to go back and watch all the Lauren and Alexi stuff, but watch that last season.
Jaw-dropping.
Yes. Just, wow. And I'm sure that Lauren is spoiled. What it tells me is the two of them have done everything for Lauren, and now they want her, they expect compliance from Lauren even as an adult.
Yes.
And so they don't get it, and they freak.
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, and they told them they were going to move?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. World War III.
Yeah. So that's
didn't what talk
I
to her for how long?
Yeah.
No keeping the kids, nothing.
Finally showed up at the birthday party.
Touch off.
Was. Yep. So that's what I
want. No, it wasn't a birthday party. It was a baby shower.
Oh, that's what it was. You're right. For the baby they have this time.
Yeah.
So you're right. That was something else. And so I think of moms, if you want to go moms that are kind of bad, you know, we get Karen from Chantel. We get Debbie from Colt. But
they pale to her.
Yes. She's the queen, right?
Yeah.
She's the one. And so
she's the teacher.
Go watch it just for that. Mm-hmm. You can fast forward to her scenes. That's fine. But you'll see what I'm talking about. So if I don't get that here.
Their trip to Israel was the ultimate.
Yeah. So that is what I hope to get. So we'll
the
see.
Fight in the hotel room.
So there's still no Angela and Michael. So
no.
Your thoughts? Are they done?
No, I don't think they're. I don't think they're showing up. I think they've been cut.
That would be good for everybody.
Probably.
But I'm not upset with this season. I think it's a good season. This is better
for
than
what it is.
It's better than 90 Day was.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, so I think HEA really, for years gone by, has been the worst. I think for us it's easier because these people are married and we can identify with that because we're old married people who've been married for a long time. So it's easier for us to identify with them, and we can tell them all what they're doing wrong. So there's that. So for us, that's enough for this week. Catch us, subscribe. You can catch a whole lot more of us old people chasing people off our porch and off our lawn. That's the kind of stuff we do.
No, we don't do that.
We don't. That's good. So enjoy. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to additional episodes
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.